We do. Back here on Darren Donick and Chase on this Thursday. Our show is presented by Creation CBD. Creation CBD products curated for life. Don't forget, you can watch us streaming live on Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube every day. Our video streaming is brought to you by the law offices of Amanda Gentry. Let's head over to the campus of Belmont. I believe we have their head coach. He's Casey Alexander. He now joins us. Good morning, Coach. How you doing?
Hey, good morning. Great. How are you?
Doing fantastic. Not as well as someone you know very well, Rick Byrd, who is going to have quite the weekend, is he not? Especially
that?
On Sunday?
Yeah, that's great. Hall of Fame, and nobody deserves it more. Wish I'm not going to be able to be there personally. I hate that, but golly, guy's done so much for Belmont, obviously, so much for college basketball. Well-deserved honor.
Going into the College Basketball Hall of Fame, crazy. That's in, I think it's in Kansas City, right?
Yeah, that's correct.
So, what you know, and I know we've talked about this with you over the years, but when you work alongside somebody like him as long as you did before getting your opportunities, what did you learn along the way, Casey? That you know, everybody has to turn whenever they get it turned over to them. You have to make it yours, but you obviously can take from your experiences in the past and use some of that and incorporate it in what you do. So, how did that work for you?
Yeah, for sure. You know, and a lot of people, you know, they just remember the ending of his tenure. You know, but you know, he shows up here in the late '80s, and Belmont hadn't done a whole lot at that point in time. You know, and then you know, we make the move to Division I, and we had 5 years as an independent with no conference to play in, and we were not very good at all. You know, and then we incrementally get better, and to the point where one of the best mid-majors going pretty much on an annual basis. And so, but the one thing that I learned from him, to answer your question along that whole journey, was just to keep doing it the way you do it. You know, I mean, you can't put your head in the sand and you know, you got to be willing to make adjustments and so forth. But, you know, he's a model of integrity, a model of consistency, never compromise anything for the sake of the program or the school. And so those are the things that I brought with me, even far more than the X's and O's. I mean, he's the only guy I ever worked for, so naturally a lot of the X's and O's are replicas as well. But it's the other stuff about how to run a program and treat people and build a recruiting base, things like that, that, you know, that mean more to me.
I want to run with one of the words you use, consistency. It's a long basketball season, as you know. We're in November, and you've already played 3 games. It's going to be a long year. And while Belmont, on his watch, did a whole lot of winning, not always, like you said, there were tough times, especially early on. You've done a whole lot of winning, but you've already suffered a loss. But it's not always going to go your way. There's going to be bad patches. And when you get in those bad patches, what did you learn from him on how to get out of those bad patches? And how have you handled that over the years whenever things just aren't going your way? And at times privately, you're probably going, what the heck do I need to do to change this? I mean, what are we doing? Like, this is not who we are. This is not what we practice. We've dropped 4 in a row. How do we change this?
Yeah, well, I mean, nobody wants to hear it, but it really is the reason why coaches talk about one day at a time and just controlling what you can control and let's try to get better today and all those kinds of things. I mean, you know, people that hear that roll their eyes and they're like, oh, come on, give me a break. But that's literally all you can do, you know. And, you know, we're at a place now, and this is what separates a lot of programs from the other is, you know, when you have a history of winning or that you know you can do it, you know, then that makes those moments easier. You know it's not going to last forever. You know, it may last longer than you want or anybody thinks it could, but it's not going to last forever. And that's really where you have to stick to your principles. That's where you have to, you know, believe in who you are and what you're doing. You might have to do it better. You might have to make some adjustments, whether playing or personnel or something like that. But, you know, if you go running trying to, you know, change, exclusive change, then you're going to run into problems.
Did you like starting the season off with a tough opponent? Ohio had a nice little run last year, I believe, in the NCAA tournament. I don't remember how far they went. I don't know if they won a round or 2 rounds, but they made a run in the tournament. They're a good team. Do you like starting off your season like that, or would you rather ease into a season?
Well, yeah, in hindsight, I don't like it at all. But and we knew it. I mean, yeah, they beat Virginia in the first round of the tournament.
That's right.
Last year.
Okay.
And and return, you know, almost their entire – they lost one really good player, and then they returned the rest of their roster. And so we knew it was going to be really tough. They're a top 50, top 75 team that we played on the road, and we just didn't play well enough to win. But so it gave me some anxiety walking into that. Hey, the first game, you know, I'd like to ease into it a little bit better. But the truth is we've got 6 or 8 or 10 of those kind of games. I mean, you know, we did the Furman game. Furman's a top 100 team that we had the other day, and mm-hmm. we played Drake in Orlando. We got St. Louis. We've got many others. Lipscomb being one of them. They just hammered Dayton yesterday. So, you know, we got our work cut out for us.
So what I know it's still very early, and we're just sitting here in the middle of November, but you're 3 games in. You're very familiar with this team. You know what you have. It's not like you've got this really, really young team, and it's a, you know, you're starting 4 freshmen, and it's like, oh, my gosh, I got to maneuver through all this stuff and figure out how this team is going to be at the end. You know what you have. So how do you approach a team that is seasoned, there's expectations, you know what you have for the most part, and now you're just trying to navigate through a long season?
Yeah, well, obviously it's really important that we avoid any kind of complacency or, hey, this is going to happen just because we show up. You know, we've got a really nice team. We've got a lot of experience, but we're not an overpowering team by any stretch. We don't have the talent to just walk into games and win, especially with the schedule that we've already discussed. And so, you know, I've praised our players, you know, for the entire off season because I think our leadership has been tremendous in the sense that they've come to work every day. They feel like they have a lot to prove. You know, we know we can have a special season. That's, you know, that's out there in the balance for us. Got a long way to go to get there, but you know, we're just trying to, you know, just trying to approach it that way. You know, it'd be easy to think, okay, you know, because it is the reality of our season. A lot of times is really, you know, March in the OVC tournament is all that matters, and it could come to that. But you know, how can we maximize what we're doing between now and then so that we're better prepared for those moments.
Talking to Casey Alexander, head coach for the Belmont Bruins. And, Coach, I want to ask you, do you think this is the hardest, the toughest non-conference schedule collectively that you've ever had?
Well, it's shaped up to be that way. You know, and sometimes, you know, basketball is not like football. We're basically scheduling a year in advance. And, you know, you schedule somebody that's really good 1 year and then the next year they're not. But, you know, if everything goes according to plan, then, yeah, I mean, we're going to have – I think we'll have maybe seven or eight non-conference games against top 100 teams, you know, and that'll be up there with just about anybody in the country. Not all high majors, but, you know, some of the best mid-majors in the country. I didn't mention Chattanooga. They picked to win the SoCon and off to a great start as well. And so, you know, we got a lot of games sprinkled in there, you know, that are going to be really, really tough. We could be 500 at the break and feel good about it.
I have to say, I'm in Montreal now, as in Toronto when you guys played Furman, and that's the worst place to watch college basketball because you can't get the streaming for ESPN, et cetera. They block it up here. But I watched a lot of the highlights of the Furman game. It was just a classic game. And I know Elijah, who's our producer, he was at the game, but just a tremendous up-and-down game. And that's one of the things that's appealing about a lot of games that you guys play is you guys play a high pace, great shooting, high scoring. But tell us about this, Coach. When you get into those games, every possession so big, it goes to overtime, 17-11 in the overtime. But just those situations that you guys have been through so many times as a group, that had to be important early in the season there.
Yeah, it was, and it was an incredible game from start to finish. I've said several times. I mean, it felt like a February game or even a conference tournament caliber game. Both teams are good. Both teams played well. It was a tight margin for most of the way. I think they controlled the game a lot more than we did, you know, and so we literally had to max out performance the last 3 or 4 minutes of regulation and then the entire overtime to get where we finished up. But, yeah, it was, you know, for just a casual college basketball fan or anybody that was tuning in, I have to believe they were impressed with what they saw. And then just being in those situations and playing a game this early in the season where every possession down the stretch is critical and you got to execute and do things right, that'll serve our team very well.
I noticed it looked like a really good crowd, and you can't take that for granted these days because people, you know, by necessity were out of the habit of going to anything, let alone games. But now people are starting to come back there. That had to feel great to have a game like that in front of an atmosphere like that.
Yeah, it influenced the game, I think. I mean, our students, both Saturday against Evansville and Monday against Furman, both nights, they were tremendous and loud and involved and everything else. And I'll even, not as an excuse, but I mean, that was a big deal for us at Ohio. You know, it's the first game we've played in front of, you know, a crowd that's very loud and into the game, and it's a true road game and that sort of thing. And that wasn't easy for our guys. We learned quickly what we missed last year.
We're talking to Casey Alexander, the head basketball coach at Belmont. And, you know, one thing with your roster and getting so many guys back and being able to build off that is you have a ton of depth on this roster. Do you think this is the best depth that you've had during your time there?
Definitely, in a sense that I mean, we've got 14 on the roster, and I literally could put any of the 14 in and feel confident that they're going to know what they're supposed to do and give us a good effort to do it and capable enough to – you know, to perform. You know, it's impossible for me to juggle that, you know, game in and game out. We actually have 13 when I'm dredshirting, but yeah, that's a strength of ours. And where you see it the most is just the day-to-day with practice and so forth. For example, Caleb Hollander, who was a starter all year for us last year, hasn't played yet. He's been out for 3 games. He's really been out for about 6 weeks. Jacoby Wood was out for 9 weeks in the preseason, you know, but we have guys that can fill in. You know, we can plug guys in, you know, when in practice or in games, and not be as impacted, you know, as much as we, you know, could be.
So Kennesaw State coming up tomorrow. What have you learned about them so far that's going to be a challenge?
Kennesaw is a lot like a lot of teams in the country this year, in a sense that, I mean, we're old naturally. All of our guys redshirted, and you know, we kind of a typical Belmont model. But there are a lot of teams across the country that are old because of the COVID year. And, you know, so they returned literally about their whole lineup from last season. I just rewatched their game at Creighton earlier. I mean, they missed a three with about a minute and a half to go in the game to tie it at Creighton. Went toe-to-toe with them the whole time. And so, you know, that's a program that hasn't had a lot of success in the last few years. But I think this year they'll get over the hump. It will not be an easy game, regardless of what the metrics may say.
Yeah, and I'll break the rule. I know one game at a time, but then on Monday you'll take on LSU in Baton Rouge. Obviously, Will Wade, Nashville guy, tough SEC opponent. So how big is that going to be to kind of see, maybe use that as a measuring stick game for your team going up against an SEC opponent?
Yeah, it'll be big. I mean, obviously they're ultra talented, you know, and can play with anybody based on just talent level alone. And next week in general is a big week for us. We got the LSU game, and then we go from there to Orlando for the ESPN events tournament, where we play Drake, a top 50 team, in the first round. Second round it will be Alabama or Rick Pitino and his really good mid-major Iona team. Kansas is in the tournament. So it'll be next week's 4 games will be a real, real challenge.
Well, very, very good. Casey, good to talk to you. Appreciate it as always. Best of luck against Kennesaw and then next week as well, and we'll do it again soon.
You guys are great. Thanks a lot.
Casey Alexander, head coach at Belmont, joining us as he's got a very good basketball team as they are getting things started. Darren, as we go to the break, why don't you tell us about Curation CBD?
Well, I need Elijah to make sure he turns that into a drop, if he could, please. We need to use that a lot. You know, where Casey Alexander says, you guys are great.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we could just incorporate that into the show all the time. You know? I'm just saying.
I'm for that.
Okay.
Casey's good people.
He is. And, you know, if he says we're great, then by God, I believe him. Let's use that as a drop. Okay. Enough fun of that. We'll come back. A lot more on the other side. Don't forget Sean Salisbury coming up at 11 o'clock. We'll head down to Houston, learn a little bit more about this Texans team, our top 10 also in the second hour. But right now I'm going to talk to you about my friends at Curation CBD. You hear me talk about them every single day, right? Because they present a show, and we're really excited about that. We're happy about it. Their product is great. I know I'm living proof of it because I've dealt with their product for several months now as they've been a part of the show, and I was unaware of what they were about, and now I'm fully aware of what they're about, and I'm on board, and you should be too, especially if you've got aches and pains. As we get older, that just happens, right? And you don't have to be that old to have aches and pains. If you're very active, you can have aches and pains. Willie, when he was much younger, decided to run a marathon. He had a lot of aches and pains afterwards for a good while. In fact, so much he never ran the marathon again. And if that you're in that boat, and, you know, you need some help, well, Curation means healing. And that right there says a lot. And Curation CBD is locally and organically sourced CBD products from right here in Middle Tennessee. From seed to final sale, Curation is passionate about providing quality products for everyday use. That's for you, for me, anybody on the show, anybody out there listening, and for your pets too. That's where I've gotten great use out of it, and our female German Shepherd has had great use out of their pet tincture because she has seizures. And a lot of them. She has for 3+ years. And she's been to countless vet visits, and she takes 12 pills a day, and none of that has changed over the years. And we've put her on the Curation CBD pet tincture. The seizures have gone away. She's got pep in her step. She's lost weight. She's a completely different dog. If you don't believe me, and you have a dog that deals with this at home, try it. Believe me. Hopefully you'll have the same exact experience as us. You can order yours right now at CurationCompany.com. And how about this? If you put in the discount code DDC50, that's through November 28th, so you've got 10 more days to take advantage of this offer. That's 50% off anything that you purchase. 50% off. That code again, DDC50, Curation CBD, curated for life.